السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا
Messenger came to you from within you, and it is hard on him that you suffer difficulty, and he is always eager for your good and is mercy and does repeated mercy to the believers. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was restless to link his followers to Allah and to remove their difficulties, and had an untold compassion for his people. Also, he had the feeling of the suffering for others more than his own. He was always eager that whenever he had the opportunity, I should be kind to Allah's creatures and be helpful to them, to pray for them and to remove their difficulties. In this verse, as Allah has used the words for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this messenger is ardently desirous of your welfare. This word is not what as you generally speak, that he is greedy for it. Although to be greedy for it is also not an ordinary thing, because people, when they are greedy, they are for their own self. that they should receive benefit and their difficulty should be removed. But our beloved Master, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is, if he is greedy, it is only for the welfare of others that they should benefit and their suffering should be removed. In any case, the word has many other meanings, that is the Arabic word harisun, that to ardently desire, that I should benefit others in any way I can, and to have personal interest in that matter. Also, by respecting feelings of others, and to have pain and desire to help them and to suffer for them. This was the stand of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he saw other peoples in difficulty. And then to remove their difficulty, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to apply and employ all means and to remove their suffering and to comfort others. There used to be an untold feelings of kindness within him, and he was never tired of them. And the feeling of mercy and welfare and kindness to others was such a quality in him that no one could have competed with him in this field. And to be gracious and to show mercy repeatedly, and that was the highest example of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and only his example for which Allah bears testimony. In this connection, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Promised Messiah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that a man is given a desire to realize the difficulty of others, that is such a power, and to realize suffering of others, when one comes under the shelter of Allah and becomes a shadow of Allah, and then he finds a restless feeling within him to do welfare for other. And a noble prophet, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was more advanced among all the prophets. That is why he could not tolerate and bear the difficulty of people. So Allah says, Azizun alayhi ma anittum, that this messenger cannot see your difficulty, and it is grievous to him that you should fall into trouble. And he ardently desires that you should be in comfort and your difficulties removed. And this has explained his feelings for others, for welfare of others, that people face various kind of difficulties and worries. One among them, which everyone faces, or more or less everyone faces, rather we should say that everyone does suffer in one way or another, and that is the physical diseases and being unwell. And today I will discuss that aspect of the character of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he visited his followers when they were sick, and how he used to engage himself in prayer for them. with his example, we also know that he used to have much more feeling for the suffering of others compared to the feeling about his own suffering. And as I mentioned, that he used to engage in prayer with such deep pain, but you cannot find an example in anyone else. I will put a few examples to you before you, and also a few incidents how he used to pray for those who were sick, and how he used to visit them and inquire after them, what was his method. But one of companions' testimony, let me mention here, it is reported, Hazrat Abu Humama reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best among all the human beings who visited the sick. This shows that more than his own people, his own relations, he used to show more compassion for the visiting the sick. One suffers a little difficulty, but he used to inquire after people about their little suffering. But if one was sick for more than 2 or 3 days, and if he came to know of it, he will immediately visit him and used to pray for him. There is a report in this connection. Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he come to know someone was sick more than 3 days, he used to personally visit them. As it is mentioned earlier, that there was no one better inquiring after the sick than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When with affection and with love he visited the sick, then half the sickness and suffering of the person, the patient, would have been removed. It is generally noticed that if a doctor listens to the sick, and then half the suffering of the patient is removed. And they always like the doctors who pay attention to them and also listen to them attentively. So the one who was more seeking welfare than any other doctor, and how can it be that if a sick is visited by him, the patient is not feeling better? And also, especially when he also paid attention to pray for them. The blessing in the treatment of the patient is with the command of Allah, and if Allah has not sanctioned, there cannot be a healing in the medicine. And the prescription also gives benefit with the command of Allah. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he visited the sick, he used to pray first of all for them. Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he visited the sick, he used to take his right hand over him and say this prayer in the Arabic language. Which means, oh my Lord, who is the creator of all the people and Lord of all the people, remove this disease, because only you are the healer, there is no healing beside you. Please give him such a healing that it should leave no trace of the sickness, And this was not specially for his member of his household, but he treated all sick in the same way. Whenever he visited any sick person, he always prayed for them. Therefore, his compassion to his companions and about his prayers for in their sickness, it says, Hazrat Aisha bin Saad, may Allah be pleased with her, reports that my father reported that I fell deeply sick in Mecca and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited me and I submitted, O the Holy Prophet, I am leaving a lot of wealth and there is only one daughter who will inherit me. And how much should I leave for her? And so we were talking about this, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised me how much I should leave it, because let me mention only what is related to his sickness. After discussions on these matters, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his right hand on my forehead, and then by taking his hand over my face and body said, that, O Allah, heal Saad and fulfill his migration. So, Hazrat Saad says that whenever I am reminded of this incident, I do feel the coolness of his hand over my stomach. Ibn Munkadar reports that he heard Jabir bin Abdullah say, that once I was sick, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accompanied by Hazrat Abu Bakr came to visit me. And they found me unconscious. At this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did ablution and put the rest of the water over me. And that comforted me. And when I came round, I saw the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting next to me. So, to bring down high temperature, one can cool with the water. But this water was filled with the prayers and probably he did ablution because he wanted to make a special prayer for him. Then Abdullah bin Umar reports, we were present in the gathering of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. An Ansar member came and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired, how is Saad bin Ubada? He says, he's really feeling better. At this, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who will accompany me to visit him? And so 13 of us accompanied the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and inquired after the sick companion. So to make his companions realize that they should visit the sick and inquire after them, he took them with him, and then he also told them what was the general method of his prayers, and that most of the people will accompany me in that prayer. During sickness, man has deeper feelings. Especially those who are away from their homeland, they are reminded of their home a great deal. Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Bilal once fell sick and they had a similar type of feelings and the detail of which Hazrat Ummul Mumineen, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her reports, that when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina, Abu Bakr and Bilal had fever. And she said, I went to sick to visit them. I said to Abu Bakr, my dad, how are you? And O Bilal, how are you feeling? Hazrat Aisha reports, when Hazrat Abu Bakr had high temperature, he used to recite one of the line of poem that that everyone lives between with his members of his family, whereas the death is very near to him than the shoeless is. And Bilal used to recite another poem and say that, will I see the day when I will live the night in such a valley that I will have my relations with me? Hazrat Aisha says that, I saw the conditions of the two, I told the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about it. At this the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed that, O Allah, make Medina more beloved to us than Mecca, and make its atmosphere better, and put blessings in it. And remove their sickness in another area. So the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, realizing the deep feeling of the two, not only prayed for their healing, but whatever restlessness they had by being away from their homeland, he also prayed for that, so that they could develop love with Medina. Then, about prayers, Hazrat Ummul Momineen, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reports that when a member of the household of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to fall sick, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to recite Mu'awwizat, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq and Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, and used to blow the prayer on them. And when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sick and in his deathbed, I also used to recite these two chapters and used to rub my hand over him, because his hands were of more blessing, so I used to take his hand with me. There is another report which is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited someone when he had high fever, and said to him that, congratulations to you, because Allah says that fever is my fire, and I let my beloved suffer so that it can remove the fire of hell for him. So this way he also comforted him and asked him to be patient. So according to the condition of the sick and his faith, he used to give them comforting words. Hazrat Zaid bin Arqam reports that when I had eyesore, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited me. Hazrat Ummul Momineen, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reports that when the Battle of Trench, when Saad was wounded on the arm by his spears, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his tent within the mosque of the Prophet so that he could look after him. And when this wound was not healing, and because of his love which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had with his companions, thought fit that he should keep him near him so that he could supervise his treatment, and also he feels happy that he can know his condition, and also he could look after Hazrat Saad during this sickness. It is also reported that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had made the arrangements that regularly a nurse was appointed who should treat him. And there used to be some tents within the mosque of the Prophet where the wounded in the battle were kept, and they were treated, and they used to be nursed within the mosque. Then there is another report by another lady companion that I was sick and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to visit me. And to comfort me, he said, Ummi Allah, there is a good aspect of sickness, because as a result of sickness, Allah removes the sin of a believer as the fire removes the impurities from gold and silver. So you can see how he comforted the sick. The Holy Prophet did not like that as a result of sickness one should blame the disease, that why has it come, and you should speak unpleasant words. Hazrat Jabir, may Allah be pleased with the reports, that he visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it says that the Holy Prophet ﷺ visited Umm Saib and saw him in suffering. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ asked, what has happened to you? Umm Saib reported that I am having high temperature, may Allah kill that fever. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, do not abuse the fever, because it can remove the sins of a believer as a furnace can remove the impurities of gold and silver. In any case, one must pray to Allah for healing, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ always prayed for them. But you must not abuse the disease, and you should seek Allah's help through prayer and spending in charity. And this is admonition to show patience was not for others, but whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ suffered or was sick, he showed the greatest patience. It is reported, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri reports that he visited the Holy Prophet ﷺ when he was running high temperature and he was lying on a sheet, and he put his hand over his sheet which was covering him. He felt the heat of the fever, so it was very high temperature. So Abu Sa'id said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, you are running very high temperature. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that such we are tried in the same way, and we are given reward much higher accordingly. So he submitted, O the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is to face the highest level of trials? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the prophets, then the righteous, and some are tried through poverty, and sometimes he only got only a pair of dress, and he uses it as a gown and dress. And sometimes he is tried with sickness, and each one is so pleased with this trial as one finds pleasure in receiving some great benefit. So this was his practice, that show patience during sickness and to bow to Allah further. The prophets are innocent, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ was most innocent, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ even said, my Satan has accepted submission also. So when the prophets are suffering temperature or sickness, is not to purify them from sinless, it is to show an example of resignation and patience, so that people know that they are embodiment of resignation and patience. By following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions also had shown this example by putting emphasis on prayer during sickness, and they admonish others to do. Abdul Aziz reports that I and Sabit bin Anas bin Malik, we visited them, and Sabit said, O Abu Hamza, I have fallen sick. Anas said, shall I not blow the prayer over you which the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to do on those who are suffering? who was sick, and the Holy Hazrat Anas did this prayer that in Arabic that, O Allah, who is Lord, who removes the suffering, please heal him, because you are the only one who can heal, and there is none beside you who can heal. And give him such a healing that no trace of the disease should be left behind. So the sick should pray himself for his healing rather than abusing it. And when you visit others, you should pray for them also. And also pay attention to spend in charity in addition to prayers. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has reminded us a great deal. There is a report. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that you should treat your sick with prayer and for charity, spending in charity. This can remove the impending sickness also. So there is a spending in charity that you should do while one is sick, and this is a type of treatment. And then also by protecting against sickness and problems, you should spend in charity. Because if there are little trials and tests because of these prayers and spending in charity, Allah can protect you from its evil consequences. And then also when he visited the sick, according to their desires, he used to provide a good food also. There is no aspect he has left unattended about the sick. It is reported from Hazrat Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with both, that the Holy Prophet visited a sick person and asked them, what do you desire? He said, I want to have naan of wheat. So probably this was the food he found difficult to provide. And therefore the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, whosoever has naan of wheat, he should bring it for his brother. So when the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, if the sick desire to eat something, you should provide that food to him. There is another report in a similar way that Hazrat Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with the reports, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited the sick and asked him, do you want to eat something? And then said, would you like to eat naan which has been prepared with milk and sugar? He said yes. And so the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them to provide such a naan for him. Some doctors stop people to eat some of the food, but the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to fulfill the desire of the sick. The food of the sick is also made very restricted, and the sick can't eat much. So when the doctors put restrictions, they make them weakened. But now the doctors are also having the view that whatever the sick desire to eat, he should be given that to eat. But our physicians are very strict. And whenever you eat something, they give you the medicine, they give you a list of things which you should avoid to eat. Then the sickness will increase, that either the sickness will be removed or the patient will die. Then the sick were also taught the methods of prayer by the Holy Prophet ﷺ. For example, Hazrat Anas reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ visited a Muslim brother who was too lean as a result of his sickness. The Holy Prophet ﷺ addressed him and said, do you make any special prayer? He said, yes, I do. He said, I pray that, O Allah, whatever punishment you will give to the last day, please punish me now in this world. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, Subhanallah, you have no power to sustain that. Why don't you pray, Allahumma atina fid dunya hasanatam wa fil akhirati hasanatam wa qina azab an-nar. That, O Allah, give good to us in this world and also good in the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of fire. So the reporter says that when the sick made this prayer, Allah healed him. So one should always ask good for both the worlds from God. As I had mentioned, that as the Holy Prophet was restless from when he saw someone suffering physical disease and used to pray and comfort him, similarly he used to be restless from these people suffering spiritual diseases, and especially those near him, he used to have painful feelings for them, and he used to try that they should be purified of heart. And when they meet their Lord, Allah's sight of mercy should fall on them. It is reported in the hadith, which is from Hazrat Anas, that a Jewish boy was serving the Holy Prophet ﷺ and fell sick. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ visited him and sat near on his bed and inquired after him, and also advised him to accept Islam. The boy looked towards his father, who was sitting nearby. He said, accept the advice of Abul Qasim. This was the title of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So the boy accepted Islam. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was so pleased and returned that all praise is from that Allah of majesty and glory who had saved this young man from the fire of hell. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that in connection with visiting the sick, you must not make too much noise, nor sit for too long with the sick. So in the room of the sick, you must not make gatherings and make noise, and to sit for a long time is not, it was against the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. After visiting the sick, you should immediately return. And the member of their household who are looking after him, they should attend him. Or if he is in hospital, they should leave the arrangement of the hospital administration. Do it. Some people make so much rush in the sick in the hospital that the nearby patients also suffer as a result of the noise and crowd. In our society, people usually crowd round the sick, and sometimes crowding round the sick, people have a different type of breaths, and therefore the air is not clean, as a result of which the sickness may worsen. Therefore, you can see that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given an example for us that you should visit the sick, comfort him, and pray for him, and then return immediately. You must not make gatherings around the sick, and also that those who are treating the sick, that is the member of the household, they should also not crowd around them. And he also had admonished his followers that they should visit the sick and show a feeling for them. It is reported that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that on the Day of Judgment Allah will say, O the children of man, I was sick, you did not visit me. They will reply that you are the Lord of the world. How can you fall sick and how I could have visited him while you were sick? And Allah will say that, did you not know that one of my servant was sick and you did not visit him in his sickness? Did you not realize that if you had visited him, you would have seen him next to him, and visit to him would have been visit to me? Therefore, to visit the sick is also a means of gaining proximity to God, and we should pay attention to it. Especially the auxiliary organization, I always advise, they have the departments of serving humanity in Ladina and Ansar and Khudan. They should make arrangements to visit the sick and visit these hospitals. And it is exactly according to the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They should always try that we should adopt means to gain proximity to God. Also, the Holy Prophet ﷺ had shown us that how we should visit the sick. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said the best method of visiting the sick is that one should visit the sick and they should put his hand over his forehead and ask him how he's feeling. And the best method is of meeting each other is that you should shake hands when you meet each other. And this way, if you have the feeling, it will develop the feeling of nearness and of love. He had also commanded the companions that they should visit the sick. Therefore, we should all follow this commandment of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. And he said, when you visit the sick or you take part in the funeral of someone, you should say good words because the angels say Ameen as you say the words. Therefore, you should always talk good and say prayers for them. Also, to urging us to visit the sick, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever visits the sick or visits a brother for gain Allah's pleasure, then angels then pray that you should remain happy. Your walk should be blessed and you should enter paradise. Therefore, if you show welfare and good feelings for his brothers, so this is the announcement for it. Therefore, one should try to spread such brotherly feelings. Only then, by following the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be able to gain Allah's pleasure and inherit his paradise. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to visit the sick, sometimes he used to prescribe some medicine also, and it is reported. Let me mention one or two of such reports, which is a further proof that how concerned he was about the sick, of their treatment and of their food, and also used to treat some diseases. Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, reports that I heard the Holy Prophet ﷺ say that in khlanji, which is black seed of onions, that there is much healing. So he used to prescribe this for some disease, and also it is good for joint pains. And it must be good, as the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, for other diseases also. Once Hazrat Sayyid Khudri reports, a person came to visit the Holy Prophet ﷺ and submitted, my brother has tummy ache. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, give him honey. He came back, said he is not healed. He said, give him more honey. And third time he visited, he said he's still not well. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, they give him more honey. But each time he complained that he was not better. At this the Holy Prophet ﷺ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَكَذَبَ بَطْنَ أَخِيكَ, that Allah has said the truth, but the stomach of your brother has told a lie. You must give him honey. So they continued to give him honey and he was healed eventually. So there are different types of honey also, and some different kind of honey is suitable for certain diseases. There is another prescription which is reported, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should eat injir. And if I said that a fruit came out from heaven, it is such a fruit which has no stone in it, and it will remove the bowel diseases, and it is good for it. There is another reported about kishmish, and I can't remember the English word just now, sultanas, that it removes many diseases and depression also. And many people have also have put in the rose water these sultanas, and with the grace of Allah, many of the problems were removed, and many people have told me about this particular prescription. Then about zaitun, it is also said that you should massage yourself, and there is a healing for 70 diseases. You should massage it and also eat it. There is another report that for the sick and also who are grief-stricken, they should give a running kheer. That is another kind of fruit, that this will remove depression. Then about dates, it says that you should do, and it removes some diseases. They are untold prescriptions which have been mentioned in the reports. Let me mention one more. It says that you should drink cow's milk, because this is a healing, and there is also a healing in its there is also established that in the those who eat too much cow's meat flesh and meat, they also suffer some diseases, and they tell them not to eat it too much. There are also many of other diseases that he might have advised someone for particular disease, that he probably used too much of it. Then about blood pressure, those who suffer blood pressure and also those who have heart diseases, they must not eat cow's meat. And therefore the Holy Prophet ﷺ told us 1400 years ago what they are now discovering today. The other Huzoor has mentioned was the fig, which has many good qualities. If someone were to know what is the advantage of the fat of cow, if there are some expert who know that what is the advantage of the benefit of fat of cow's flesh, and if people come to know, they should let me know, and if they don't, they should investigate. There are untold prescriptions which are found in the hadith which the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to advise, and I have no time to mention all of them. But this was all because the Holy Prophet ﷺ was an untold feeling of welfare for mankind. His heart was filled with this kindness. As a result of which he was always concerned how he could benefit the creatures of Allah. May Allah send thousands of durood and salam on this Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah also help us to follow his example and to act upon his advices, as a result of which we should also give benefit to man and creatures of Allah. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ